the dead. They dance with the invisible ones. Their anguish is unsaid. Dancing with their fathers. They're dancing with their sons. Dancing with their husbands. They dance alone.
One day we'll laugh. Yeah, kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield with the sound of Sting. Track entitled They Dance Alone, about the search for the disappeared in the Pinochet's Chile. Now, I may be recording this broadcast on Friday the 13th of September, but a couple of days ago on Wednesday was the really unfortunate date. Of course, the anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks in America back in 2001, but also less widely reported, the anniversary of the 1973 fascist coup by Pinochet in Chile against the democratically elected and hugely popular Allende. Now, this coming Thursday, there's going to be an SWP Chesterfield branch meeting about the 1973 Chilean coup and how it could be prevented. But for right now, here on Radio Resistance, it's back to the music with the sound of the Citizen Smart track entitled You Can I Have a Spare Room in a Pokey Council Flat.
Oh, I'm a wealthy estate wane, I live on the bottom floor, but we are no allowed to even live there anymore. Oh, they say we have too many rooms in a social rented flat, with an 8x10 foot box room where you can't swing a cat, but you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co, to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is their plan, when the odds against you, finding one from 99 to 1. Oh, we're gonna have to find a flat, I'm too young for my own room, have to share with my wee brother, say some government balloon. But as we both grow older, they will reassess our needs. I'm just wishing I was 16, he's just wishing I was dead. Oh, you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co, to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is the plan, when the odds against you, finding one of 99 to 1. Who, my auntie's in a wheelchair, but these Tories dinna care. Oh, they say they have a deficit, she has to pay her share. Oh, 60 quid a month will take then lear to her fate, while skiing millionaires a tax cut, cause they say they're due a break. But you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co, to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is a plan, when the odds against you finally won from 99 to 1. Now that Buckingham Palace looks a fairly roomy gaff, but the lodger there gets benefits at rates that make me laugh. A civil listen perks worth near £100 million, and a dozen other mansions lying empty all year round. But you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co, to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is the plan, when the odds against you find him one of 99 to 1. Now those MPs down in London, they must think that we're all dense, with our second home apartments where the public pays the rent. They even get a food allowance, 200 quid a week, but they say that we're the scroungers, is their arse up in their cheeks. Oh, you can't have a spare room in a pokey council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan Smith and Co, to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is the plan, when the odds against you finding one of 99 to 1. Oh, formed a federation and we're gonna have our say. All that bedroom tax at Hostico and we're not gonna pay. Oh, we're gonna march to George's Square to demand our civil rights, like me, Mayor, Tories and that liberal shite. Oh, you can't have a spare room in a poking council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan, Smith and Co to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is a plan. When the odds against you find them one, from 99 to one. Oh, you can't have a spare room in a poking council flat. Oh, Ian Duncan, Smith and Co to put an end to that. Oh, they say move to a smaller house, they say that is a plan. When the odds against you find them one, from 99 to 1. Oh, when the odds against you find them one, from 99 to 1.
Ah, Radio Resistance, sun rahay.
Yeah, that was the sound of Citizens March. You can I have a spare room in a pokey council flat about the bedroom tax, which has just been deemed an attack on human rights by no less than the United Nations, who have called for the bedroom tax to be scrapped. So, Britain is now in breach of the United Nations. Does that mean that we can expect to see military action against Downing Street? Seriously though, the bedroom tax must be scrapped and it's going to be action by campaigners that's going to do it. I mean, we've heard the clangor by Gove, who recently said that every child should have his or her own bedroom to do homework. Now, we fully support the right of every child to have their own bedroom for privacy reasons. Whatever your views about homework, though, the fact is that the bedroom tax, which is the brainchild of Gove's own Tory party, won't allow spare rooms, won't allow children to have their own bedroom because it's deemed a spare room. Now, like I say, we can fight the bedroom tax. What we need to do is we need to launch campaigns on every estate. We need to have a phone tree so that whenever anyone's threatened with eviction or the bailiffs come round to try to kick them out because they've not paid or can't pay the bedroom tax, we need to have lots of people descend there to defend them from the bailiffs. Together we can beat the bedroom tax and beat the Tories and beat the entire capitalist establishment. Anyway, back to the music. This one's going out to Tim at Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre and Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism and Chesterfield SWP. It's the Sound of Youth of Islam, formerly known as Cat Stevens, track entitled Maybe There's a World, here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield.
Dreamt of a place and time where nobody gets annoyed, but I must admit I'm not there yet, but something's keeping me going. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. I have dreamt of an open world, borderless and wide, where the people move from place to place and nobody's taking sides. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Open up a world and let me in. I've been waiting for that moment to arrive. All at once, the palace of peace will fill my eyes. How nice. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Maybe there's a world that I'm still to find. Open up a world and let me in. Then there'll be a new life to begin. I've been waiting for that moment to arrive. All at once the wrongs of the world will be put right. How nice.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. George Osborne's talk of the British economy being in recovery can't disguise the grim reality of Tory Britain. Unemployment, pensioner poverty, low pay and an ever-growing class divide. Anger at this government of the rich is driving thousands of people to march on the Tory party conference in Manchester. Hope to see you there. Britain's two biggest teaching unions have announced two new strike dates next month. The walkouts on the 1st and 17th of October are part of an ongoing dispute to defend pay, pensions and conditions. Teachers also hope that their action can help stop the Tories and Michael Gove's assault on education. The racist, fascist English Defence League wanted to march in Tower Hamlets, East London, last Saturday, but the strength of the anti-racist response forced police to restrict the EDL to a small rally outside the borough. More than 5,000 people joined the Unite Against Fascism protest. Union leaders backed coordinated action against austerity at this week's TUC Congress in Bournemouth. There was anger at Labour leader Ed Miliband's attempts to cut union influence on the party, but the question of when to take action remained unclear. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, US President Barack Obama resorts to desperate measures to get support for an attack on Syria. Anti-Bedroom Tax Federation piles on the pressure to get the tax scrapped. The arrest of a socialist lawyer is a warning that the Egyptian state may now target the left. A historical article on Augusto Pinochet's fascist coup in Chile and how he could have been stopped. Why we must oppose the Tories' lobbying bill. And a review of the BBC Two TV series Peaky Blinders about the unrest of 1919. You can get your copy of Socialist Worker most Saturdays in Chesterfield Town Centre outside Primark from 11 a.m. through till 12:30 p.m. Or you can read Socialist Worker online, www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Or to get Socialist Worker delivered, please come to the paper sale or to the Socialist Workers' Party branch meeting in Chesterfield. or visit www.swp.org.uk for more details. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it, read it, sell it.
I don't care for the way society
Yeah, the sound of Simon Smith and the Usurpators. Societies. And next up we've got a report by Tim. On last Wednesday, that's Wednesday the 4th of September, Action by Disabled People Against Cuts, that's DPACS. The Action for Disability Rights in London. Last Wednesday was the final day in DPACS Week of Action. The week saw Atos medical centres being targeted by activists blocking entrances to highlight the inaccessibility of the officers. There were protests, marches and a campaign to send the Minister for Works and Pensions, Ian Duncan Smith, many pairs of underpants. He had claimed for these on his MP's expenses, so DPAC members felt the multimillionaire, who after all is clearly hard up, would need some spare pants. He now has many hundreds of spare underpants, but I can't say they're all clean. Last Wednesday was a full day of action in London. There were four locations targeted for protest. These were transport, environment, social care, and the plan was to protest outside these government offices and then meet with MPs from your area to discuss the issues. Our group, which was nine activists, met with Toby Perkins and Natasha Engels, both Labour MPs. We gave them a copy of the Disabled People's Manifesto, which outlines the problems and offers solutions. We asked our MPs what they intended to do to change the inequality disabled people face. Disabled people are nine times more likely to be affected by the cuts. Indeed, 65% of people paying the bedroom tax have a disability. They, of course, are likely to need an extra room for a carer or to store medical equipment. Natasha Engels made a firm commitment to push for Labour to remove the bedroom tax, saying she felt it clearly a wrong thing. Toby Perkins did promise to look into the issues and promised to converse with the local bus companies to ask why disabled people do not get the help and support they need. However, I have to report I did not feel he was very receptive to other issues. Lastly, there was a room in Parliament given to DPAC to present the manifesto to a group of Labour MPs. The room was up many stairs with one very small lift. Thereby, it took an age to get the many wheelchair users into the room, which was way too small, and more than 70 people could not get in. However, the manifesto was given and a few speeches given. I hope to record these, but the quality is too poor for radio. Never mind. The main thrust is we, as disabled people, will not tolerate being treated as unequal. We can and do work as hard as anyone else. We do not qualify for the same rights as non-disabled people, and we will take direct action when government cannot hear us. Examples of the week's action were given, and moreover, some activists who had travelled on trains to London had blocked the exits as they found themselves in stations with no access for wheelchairs. The view taken was, well, if we can't get out of the station, then nor can anyone else. And rather than other commuters getting upset, the protesters were clapped and cheered. Additionally, as the room in Parliament was so small and activists could not access it, the room was occupied to again show disabled people will not take or accept ill treatment or neglect. Disabled people in the UK number 11 million, and that's a big number to annoy. The day ended with a call from Deepak for disabled and non-disabled people to unite and fight for equality and justice for all. Yeah, many thanks to Tim from Derbyshire Unemployed Workers Centre for that report. And now back to the music with the sound of Midnight Oil, track entitled The Beds Are Burning.
Aap Radio Resistance sun rahe.
River broke the bloodwood and the desert oak, holding wrecks and boiling diesels, steam at 45 degrees.
The time has come to say fair's fair, to pay the rent, to pay our share.
Yeah, sound there of Midnight Oil, Beds Are Burning. About the treatment of the Australian Aborigines. Speaking of Australia, bit of bad news in the recent Australian elections, namely a swing to the right and a win for the Tory Liberal Party in coalition with the National Party. with the Tory Liberal Tony Abbott now being Prime Minister of Australia. Now, Tony Abbott is a horrible right-winger who opposes gay marriage and is a climate change sceptic, or should that be climate change denier? And now that the Tories are in Australia, there will be more cuts, more privatisation, fewer controls on carbon emissions, and more attacks on immigration. However, it was not so much true to say that the Tories won as that Labour under Kevin Rudd lost. Because Labour have implemented neoliberal policies in Australia, such as privatisation and what have you, and Labour also in the past month attacked immigration, which proved unpopular with workers across Australia and led to protests. Now, as in the UK, Australian Labour needs to go back to sticking up for the workers and not selling out and pandering to the bosses and the ruling class. And as for the hope for Australia, well, even under the Tories, just like in Britain, it is possible for workers to fight back and win. And let's hope that that's the case over the next few years. And now back to the music with the sound of Julian Marley, track entitled Systems.
Oh yeah. Systems were made to rule. Systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to working for the system. You can't earn no living and unemployment. As skyscrapers keep rising, what's the use? You will no more. Oh no no, Rastafari is the law. Don't you know? Systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Systems were made to. Don't waste your time or your energy working for Babylon organized crimes. You'll pay the penalty to divert your attention. But now they're running out of luck. Innocent blood stains on her gloves. Don't you know? Systems were made to rule. Shaking systems were made to divide and abuse. Systems were made to rule. Systems were made to say they war. Every single day, they build the nuclear weapons, mass destruction. Oh no, no, for what we don't know, whoa. It's another world conflict. For what we don't know, it's another world conflict. So I say, systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to divide and abuse. Yo. Systems were made to rule. Saying systems were made to. Oh, systems. Law, law, law enforcement. General penitentiaries.
Yeah, sound there of Julian Marley, track entitled Systems. And you've probably heard quite enough of me talking, so next I'm going to let comrades James and Paul talk about the government's planned privatisation of the post office.
We had a discussion about the post office privatisation,
yeah.
But the government has just announced, I mean, we knew it was happening, but they've announced today the timeline for the Royal Mail privatisation. Mm. And I think it's just worth saying a couple of things about it. Firstly, in terms of the ideological content of this, and this is being pushed and sold like one of the big ideological privatisations of the 19th era, like the British Gas privatisations, etc. It's been pushed as a big thing. Thatcher herself called it a privatisation too far. You know, she said, "I'm not going to go." So it's been seen as a badge of honour, really, by the Tories to push privatisation of Royal Mail. And I think this is an important thing to do. The other thing that's important to say about it is there'll be a big ideological campaign around it. And also, they're hanging out a carrot to Royal Mail workers. Now, at one level, you say it's not a particularly big carrot, but they're handing out £2,000 worth of shares and an 8.6% payoff for over 3 years.
Yeah.
Which, okay, 3-year pay deals are crap, we know, but for most groups of workers, if they're offered 8.6% over 3 years at the moment, would probably bite your hand off, wouldn't they, given the current level of pay. So I think that, you know, the Tories are very, very serious about this. This is a really important ideological thing. It's part of the sort of the Tories feeling a bit more confident at the moment about the upturn in the economy, Osborne a bit more sort of bullish and fighting. It's part of that agenda, isn't it, that they're pushing. Having said that, public opinion poll, 70% plus the population are against the privatisation of the Royal Mail. And there's potential for a big public campaign and also for a strike action, the CWU of balloting for strike action. So this could be, you know, we will get some sort of industrial dispute, but also a bigger sort of issue around it. And it may be worth seeing what Billy Hayes has got to say about it on Saturday as well, because he's speaking in Sheffield. The other thing just to say about in terms of Chesterfield is there's still a little bit uncertainty. We were having the discussion beforehand as to the exact position of the Royal Mail workforce in the clerical areas, that's at Rowland Hill House and Chetwynd House, whether they are covered by this privatisation. There's a bit of uncertainty about it, but if they are, and that's one of the biggest workforces in Chesterfield who are going to be subject to the privatisation, which would be a big... that means it's strategic for us, it would be a big issue. Mm-hmm. I think we should be aware of that stuff, really.
Just to add to that, I mean, it is classic privatisation, the way they're running,
yes.
The way they're going through it. And what we shouldn't do is confuse it with the closure of the post office. Mm. I mean, already the post office, that, you know, where we go in and buy stamps and all of that, that is already a separate business. Mm. It's not private, it's still in the public. Still in the public domain, but I mean closing the Crown Post offices and moving it into Tesco's and tooping the staff across is privatisation.
Yeah.
So, you know, they are attacking it from different angles, really.
Yeah.
So yeah, we need to watch this because. It will absolutely result in massive job losses, and I can guarantee you, you know, the universal service will go out the door after a while.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Right.
So, there you have it. And back to the music now with the sound of Elvis Costello. Oliver's Army. Yeah, the sound there of Elvis Costello, Oliver's Army. And now I'd like to talk about the recent acquittal of Michael Lavelle, a.k.a. Kevin Webster, out of Coronation Street. Now, I'll start by saying I'm absolutely no fan of Coronation Street or any soap opera for that matter. I think Lavelle is a flawed man in a lot of ways. I wouldn't call him a role model from what's come out about him in the court case. And also, I do believe that child protection must take priority and that the victims must be listened to. However, I do think that the jury did make the right decision in this case to acquit him because there was a lack of physical evidence against Lavelle. At the end of the day, the last thing we want is people to be convicted without evidence, because down that road lies miscarriages of justice. But I've got to say that people and the media are doing absolutely nobody any favours at all by attacking his accuser. The day after Lavelle's acquittal, we saw The Sun having a disgraceful front page in which he accused her family of devil worship. Now, at the end of the day, the media seem they're not bothered about child protection. They're only interested in the Lavelle case, in the U3 what have you, seems to be selling papers and getting ratings and what have you. Now, back in ancient Rome, they used to keep the population under control by, on the one hand, letting them have enough food to live on for a basic standard of living, and also by putting on entertainment in the form of circuses, bread and circuses they used to call it, although the circuses of course were nothing like the circus which recently visited Chesterfield. The circuses in those cases were places where gladiators had fight to the death, and where criminals and what have you were thrown to be eaten by lions. Now, if you ask me, the whole Lavelle case, a lot of the yew tree thing, there seems to be a touch of the bread and circuses about it. What we mustn't forget, though, is that from the victim's testimony, it seems clear that she has obviously been abused, sexually abused, although not by Lavelle. And she will continue to need support for a very long time. And unlike Lavelle, who's getting support from ITV for his drink problem, of course has a bit of a privileged status being a star on Coronation Street, his accuser will have to rely on the increasingly underfunded social services and or NHS. Yeah, it seems to be a case where there's no winners, but I do wish that the media had stopped abusing all sides, really. Anyway, back to the music on the subject of, in this case, domestic abuse. Here's the sound of Fish Out of Water. Track entitled Lucky Scars.
Think of all those troubles that we've been going through, and thank my lucky scars that I am through with you. I think of all those wasteful nights that I spent by your side, and say how love deceives to not see just how much you lied.
I'm
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to events of interest to left-wingers in the Chesterfield area. On Saturday, September 14th, there's the People's Assembly meeting in Sheffield, held at the O2 Academy on Arundel Gate, from 11 a.m. through till 4 p.m. On Thursday, September 19th, Chesterfield Socialist Workers' Party has its meeting on Chile 1973, Reform, Revolution and Reaction. This will be held at 7:30 p.m. in the Chesterfield Library, the cafe entrance, which is on Beetwell Street, down the steps from the main entrance. On Sunday, September the 29th, there's the Save Our NHS, Defend Jobs and Services, No to Austerity demonstration outside the Tory Party conference in Manchester. This is called by the Unite Unison and GMB unions and supported by many unions, trade unionists and activists. Coaches will be going from Chesterfield and will leave Chesterfield Town Hall at 9 a.m. There's also going to be transport from Mansfield and Kirkby in Nottinghamshire. For more details or to reserve seats on the coach, email jeaden@tesco.net, that's jeaden@tesco.net, or phone or text 07919 486101, that's 07919 486101. On Tuesday, October the 1st, there's the Chesterfield Unite Against Fascism organising meeting. For location details and time in the evening, contact 0742 367 2544, that's 0742 367 2544. On Saturday, October the 19th, Unite the Resistance holds its national conference in central London at Bloomsbury Baptist Church from 12 midday through till 5 p.m. Tickets will be £5 waged or £3 unwaged. Remember, what the working class needs, a party which will not sell out to a right-wing agenda to gain middle class votes. What the working class needs is a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs is a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Safari, we might see some illegal migrants. Oi, look, there's a chap, that means council has done violent. He's got a hoodie on, give him a hug. A second thoughts, don't, you don't wanna get mugged. Oh shit, too late, that was kinda dumb. Whose idea was that? Stupid, he's got some fun. Ain't we all? Be the joker, play the fool. It's politics, ain't it all? Smoke and mirrors, April Fools. All year round, all in all, just another brick in the wall. Get away with murder in the schools. Use four letter swear words, cause we're cool. We're all drinkers, drug takers. Every single one of us runs the herb. Keep on believing what you read in the papers. Council estate is gone with the earth. Thinking of a life on the council estate is from a thing you've ever read about it or heard. Well, it's all true, so stay where your safe is. There's no need to step out the bird. Truth is here, we all disturb. We cheat and lie, it's so absurd. Feed the fear, that's what we've learned. Fuel the fire, let it burn. Oi! I said oi! What you looking at, you little rich boy? We're poor, ran here, run home and lock your door. Lost in this concrete jungle, new rules keep springing up out of nowhere. Take the wrong turn down a one-way junction, find yourself in the hood, nobody goes there. We got an eco-friendly government, they preserve our natural habitat. Built an entire Olympic village around where we live about, pulling down any flats, give us free money and we don't pay any tax. NHS healthcare, yes please, many thanks, people get stabbed round here. There's many shanks, nice knowing someone's got a back when we get attacked. Don't bloody give me that, I lose my temper. Who closed down the community centre? I kill time there, used to be a member. What will I do now till September? School's out, rules out, get your bloody tools out. London's burning, I predict a riot. Falling, fall out, who knows what it's all about. What did that chief say? Something about the Kaisers. Kids on the street, now they never miss a beat. Never miss a cheap thrill when it comes their way. Let's go looting, no not looting. The high street's closer, so cover your face. And if we see any rich kids on the way, we'll make them wish they stayed inside. There's a charge for congestion, everybody's gotta pay. Do what brothers does, rob them blind.
Oi! I said oi! What you looking at? You little rich boy! We're poor, bad hit, run home and lock your door. Don't come at it no more, you looking right for bail. Yeah, because my mind is ill. My mind is ill. For real. Yeah, you know my mind is ill. My mind is ill.
We've had it with you politicians. Bloody rich kids never listen. There's no such thing as broken Britain. We're just bloody broke in Britain. What needs fixing is the system. Not shop windows, dying in Brixton. Riots on the television. You can't put a fool in prison.
Yeah, Plan B, track entitled Ill Manners, from the film of that name. And speaking of films, well, I've talked a lot about the meetings which are held in the Chesterfield Library by the Socialist Workers' Party meeting. You're probably interested to know what these meetings are like. Well, obviously, one way you can find out is to go along to one of the meetings. But now I'm going to play you an excerpt from the most recent meeting to give you a flavour as to what to expect. This particular meeting was on cinema, class and censorship.
You know, Lenin talked about cinema as the most important of all the arts for us. You know, it was incredible. New art form. And so in the Soviet Union, you had Ziger Vertov, Man with a Movie Camera, which is an extraordinary film. The one I've got an example on there is from Battleship Potemkin, Eisenstein's film, made in 1925. And there's a fantastic story about that, that when he was showing it to the first audience in Red Square, he and the other person he was working with were actually editing it as it was being done. So it was finished, put it on a reel, was then taken on a motorbike across Red Square and then put onto the projector. And it was really up to the last minute. And set the final reel, they set off with it. And then Eisenstein remembered that when they cut it, and of course with Soviet montages, thousands of cuts, they just licked it to stuck it together. They hadn't put any paste on it. So when it went through, it all just collapsed on the floor and they had to reassemble. But Eisenstein is a very different approach to cinema, where with montage, the idea you put images together and you create this dialectical image and it produces a third image which is greater and it gets audiences to think. So you've got a side which is asking us to really think and to be active, which I'm going to then compare to sort of the Hollywood tradition, which seeks for us to be more accepting. And I'm going to come back to Potemkin when we look at censorship issues. So The Lumiere brothers in France were showing their films. Edison in America often said that he grasped the commercial potential of film quite early. And by about 1915, the American cinema had got used to ways of storytelling, types of narratives, the genres, the types of films that we start to know. And as the industry started to develop, in the first instances, a lot of the companies were on the East Coast, based around New York. Then they looked to California and realised there was a lot of land, the land was much cheaper, the weather was a lot better, so they could go out there and they went out and they Los Angeles and Burbank and all these different places, they built studios. But as we know, around the Hollywood sign, which was Hollywood Land at the time, it was a land company, that became the sort of title that stuck. And so you start to get these companies coming together, and you've got the big five: MGM, Warner Brothers, Paramount, 20th Century Fox, and RKO. And they owned the whole thing. They produced the films, they distributed them out to the cinemas, and they owned the cinemas, what was called vertical integration. And then you had the little three, who Universal, United Artists, Columbia, who didn't have the cinemas, but they produced and distributed. And you know, the fact it was a factory system. It was done like any other industry. These companies would get films out, there'd be teams of people working on them, and they'd produce a film, and at the height they were doing, you know, they could do 50 films a year. You know, it's phenomenal turnaround.
So hopefully you've enjoyed that excerpt, and hopefully you'll be interested enough to start going along to some of the branch meetings, which are held near enough every Thursday night in the Chesterfield Library. That's you getting through the cafe entrance, which is on Beatwell Street, or down the steps from the main entrance. Any time from after about 7, meetings normally start at 7:30. Anyway, for now, back to the music. Here's the sound of the V Faction track entitled Good Politics.
Try to use me, the bourgeoisie abuse me, but they won't confuse me, 'cause I've been infused by some good politics. Ain't you glad they wrote it? Ain't you glad you can read it? Now we can't be defeated, 'cause we've been treated to some good politics. Ain't no use complaining, get out there campaigning. We've got something to say, please don't stand in our way. They try and tame me, the Tories try and blame my class. I know what they say can last. Some good politics. Ain't you glad about the good politics? 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 Ain't you happy about the good politics? Ain't you happy about the good politics? Ain't you happy about the good politics?
Yeah, that was the sound of the V Faction track entitled Good Politics. And if you'd like to contact Radio Resistance Chesterfield, then of course you can contact us at IRX, that's India Romeo X-ray, at Soul Adequate, spelt SoulAdequate .plus.com. That's IRX at soladequate.plus.com. You can phone or text us on 0770 256 3056. That's 0770 256 3056. Or you can like our Facebook page, search for Radio Resistance Chesterfield and like the page, and you can leave the message that way. In fact, I think it's also possible to leave us a message on Mixcloud. And as you've heard, we do broadcast audio from other people speaking on a topic. If you'd like to post some audio up somewhere on the web, or perhaps send us an attachment in an email, then we'll broadcast it for you in the next broadcast. Anyway, about time for yours truly, Red Ant, to sign off for this week. Hopefully next week we'll have some audio from the People's Assembly meeting in Sheffield this coming Saturday. Anyway, time to love you and leave you with the sound of Simply Red, track entitled It's Only Love. Catch you next week. If I don't see you tomorrow at the People's Assembly in Sheffield, that is. Ciao for now. Stay with you night and day.